You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get it going on a Friday, an absolutely gorgeous afternoon in Metro Detroit. You're stuck with me. No Stoney, no Rico, no problem. Show goes on. We got a lot to get to, so let's jump right in. You heard Otto's update, minus the ethnic slurs, and we do apologize about that. Jeremy can't control himself. The point is, David, you wanted one segment on Beasley. Let's do it, because I think this is definitely a case of both things can be true. A, the team couldn't sign him when the news broke. And B, he has every right to be aggrieved in that he didn't do the things he's accused of as it pertains to gambling. And it did cost him a lot of money. This is no different than when Lyle Collins came out of LSU and was accused, I don't know what it was, of like shooting a pregnant woman or something. He didn't do it. He went from a first round pick to undrafted. What's your recourse? Now, the problem is, that doesn't mean Malik Beasley's a good guy, and it doesn't mean he belongs in this locker room. He still owes half of Detroit money. He's still not somebody I want around, and I do feel like the team moved on from him, and I do feel like most people liked him more than they should have, thought he was better than he actually is, but I have no problem if he feels aggrieved, because that came out so fast. Right as he was about to sign a contract. And, I mean, David, let's say he was going to sign three at, I don't know.
The report was three at 42, I believe.
All right, I was going to say three at 50. I mean, David, is he going to get one at eight? Someone will sign him. But my point is, it shouldn't be us.
Yeah, someone will sign him, but it should not be the Detroit Pistons. Look, just this past Saturday, I actually got into a colorful conversation at the barbershop about Malik Beasley.
Again, you're out of control. This barbershop brings out the worst in him, Kenny.
It does not. It only does when people bring up things that I don't agree with. And
Welcome to America 2025.
You get it?
I do.
And so this gentleman, it begins to say, well, you know, there's reports out there that he may be, you know, a free man, and they're not going to charge him. And I'm like, okay, and? Well, I want to sign him. No, thank you. We have a young core here. We have a foundation that we're trying to build and develop in Detroit for the Detroit Pistons. I don't want Malik Beasley any part of that. I don't want to sign him, and I get it. There are worse individuals out there. No, he didn't kill anyone. No, he didn't sexually assault anyone.
No, he just didn't pay anybody.
He just didn't pay anyone. And I don't need that, though, because there's a pattern here with him that I don't want anywhere near my young players. I don't want anywhere near when I'm trying to continue to build and be a great franchise. I don't need it. So I'm against signing him, okay? I don't know, all these, oh, my friend's texting me. Oh, let's go get him. Let's go sign him. Please miss me with that.
It does feel the organization moved on. And look, just because I don't love what they did this offseason, it doesn't mean they didn't do anything. And I don't think there's a role for him anymore. I was more focused on, David, like, he does have a right to be aggrieved because he got put through the meat grinder. Now, that doesn't mean he's innocent of being a bad guy. You stiffen everybody all over town. You got evicted from your apartment. You owe your barber 30 grand. You owe your jeweler 30 grand. Come on, you're not a good guy. And that's before we get to some of the other things in his past. The point I'm making is the criminal investigation for gambling is a scarlet letter that ends your career. He didn't do those things. So I do think he should be signed by someone. I just don't think it's us. But if you wanted a reprisal of it, we wanted to at least open the show with one segment on it. I'm not mad if you want him back, but I'm sure as hell not going to be the guy pounding the desk saying we need to do this. I moved on from him. And also, too, he was atrocious in the playoffs. Because once again, he's not a playoff player. He's not. And I'd rather move on. So, David, do you at least understand my point? He does have a right to be angry. Now, no, I don't think he should go to social media and vent.
That's the thing. And that's another reason why I don't want him. He's showing his immaturity. You're right. He should be upset. Speak through your agent, though. I don't need you to get on social media tonight and spill everything of your anger. I don't need that. And you're right. I think the team moved on. Clearly, they had the mid-level exception set, all set for him. And they moved on from him. There's only about $7.5 million left. That ain't the mid-level exception.
Do NBA contracts even go that low?
I don't even know.
I feel like G Leaguers are making 7.5 the way the NBA's going.
But so they've clearly moved on, getting Duncan Robinson and others. They're moved on. I'm moved on. That's okay.
But he's got a right to be pissed. I mean, that report came out, and you're like, wait, so that cost you all that? But I don't need him here. Also, side note, real quick, David, this barbershop continues to be a mystery to me. It has quite a reputation. But would Kenny be welcome there?
No.
Okay.
Oh. No, he would not be welcome there.
Wow.
That's a quick answer for me.
Wow.
So your barbershop is like Georgetown basketball in the 90s?
Not exactly. I just don't think Kenny would be welcome.
Wow. So it's not white people. It's that white person.
There are white people that come through.
Now, do you have to have like a VIP membership?
You don't have to have a membership. There's like
A
reference.
Yeah, so how do we
Evan
get
goes there.
How do we get tapped into the black barbershop? Like, how does that work?
I can send some messages. I can find out.
But Kenny would not be allowed.
Oh, I know he would not be allowed. Not even close.
Just too hillbilly. There's no amount of reference point that would allow him to get his haircut.
He wouldn't know what to do in that place.
Now, is it like Armageddon of sports arguments? Is it like an episode of First Take?
It can.
Is that what I'm walking into?
It can become that.
Evan has just walked
it
in.
It can.
I like how Malik Beasley turned into you actually paying your barber. Evan, what do you want?
I go to the barber.
There's no way.
Yes.
You go to his barber.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah. No. So hold on. He said Kenny would not be welcome there, but why are you?
Why is this? First of all, hang on. Why am I not like 100% not welcome?
Because they don't.
You listen to Kenny Rogers.
They don't do the cut that Kenny gets.
No, sure don't.
What is the Kenny cut? He always wears his hat.
Take it off. Show the cut.
What do you call that?
Exactly.
Is that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? What is that?
So, but there are heated debates. I was like, they were trying to goat me into the LeBron-Jordan debate last time I was there. I didn't take the bait, though, because they know where I stand.
There's a part of me that almost wants to go to this barbershop, and I don't even want a haircut. I just want to listen to the arguments.
So there's always one guy in there on Saturday mornings when I go, and he's trolling for something. He's a Packer fan, so he hates the Lions.
Oh, that guy. I know that guy. Yes.
So he's always trolling Lion fans, which is pretty much everybody in there. They know my stance on the Lions, so they know I don't get into it. But I pick and choose my battles there.
Now, what happens if you just want to get your haircut and not talk to anybody?
You could totally sit there and be silent, but there was one time.
Is it like a Brazilian steakhouse? You hold a paddle up that says red for no conversation, green for bring it on?
They should have it, because there's some times where I don't really want to talk in the morning. It's early. I go early Saturday mornings, but one time a young buck was in there talking about how LeBron is so much greater than Jordan. Sitting there, I'm biting my tongue, and then I finally said it. I said, you got to stop, because you're wrong. Why am I wrong? I go, you're wearing Air Jordans right now. It's over. You can't be defending LeBron when you're wearing the other man's shoe.
Now, what's the application process for a
just
white
be
guy?
Fly.
Well, I don't know that word's ever been associated with me. So I would not be able to be tapped in to the black barber.
I don't know. I think you could go.
And I'd like to state for the record, I think
everybody gets an invite but me.
But hold on. My credentials are pristine because multiple callers have said I am welcome at the cookout. You are not.
All I'm going to say is I don't see color with you two.
Thank you.
With him, I see color.
Oh, God.
Looks like that.
Kenny's skin tone matches a paper notebook.
No, but you get a nice high, tight fade. You could go there.
I'd be fine. I think I'd be okay. Look, by the way, you want Beasley back?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not.
There you go. We've concluded that. David, some ticket text, please. I actually would love to see Kenny have to apply to get his haircut there. I'm kind of interested. But right away, David went, no. Him? Never. You? Sure.
Should I put us all on a FaceTime tomorrow morning and put Kenny on there and ask our barber, Scott, if he would cut Kenny's hair?
You can ask. Oh, man. I can't wait for this answer if you do that in the morning.
What's Scott's story?
He's a nice guy.
Oh, great dude.
Great dude.
Great dude. He's family to me.
Couple twins.
Great dude. Well, so what's the story? He just... Don't like white guys? Or like, what's the deal?
Oh, no, he loves everyone.
He does.
But he loves everyone.
He doesn't like that person.
I'm
pretty sure every single person I see leave there, they say, hey, Scott, see you Sunday. And they're talking about church. And that's probably why they listen to the radio.
Please avoid racial slurs.
All right. Well, this is tremendous. David, try to link Kenny up there. I'll pay for the haircut. I just need you there when it happens. I gotta see what happens. That'll be like, Evan, that'll be like Jurassic Park. They lower the yak into the velociraptor pit as Kenny gets lowered into the chair and gets destroyed in sports debates.
I don't think this had to do with a white guy, but a white guy came off the street and wanted a haircut, and they flat out denied him and said, we don't have time for you.
I like that. There's an exclusivity to it.
Correct.
There is. You need an appointment.
No walk-ins allowed.
You need an appointment.
It does say it on the front door.
Okay.
David. Someone says, no shirt, no shoes, no Kenny.
Kenny shows up shirtless in Wranglers.
From Tom, he says, is there a password for the black barbershop? If I walk up and say color is fine, do I get in or get jumped? Yeah, you might get jumped.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably not a good lead.
On Malik Beasley, yeah, miss us with this weak take, David. This is the NBA. Most of these guys are terrible dudes.
but David,
I don't need terrible dudes on my team.
But
though.
David has a point. You know what? Malik Beasley served his purpose, and now you've moved on. And there probably isn't a role for him anymore anyways. All I wanted to do is not to stand up for him, but to say, look, the things that bothered me most outside of the gambling are still relevant. How you live your life and the example you set does play a role. Now, if you're a great player, with, of course, Malik Beasley is not, you might be willing to put up with more. Enter Ja Morant. But when you're a role player who also is not a person you want your young rookies or young players learning from, it's okay to say, I just don't need that guy here anymore. But that doesn't mean he's a criminal. So, again, it's kind of a complicated thing. But, no, I wouldn't want him back. Go ahead.
Zion Williams is talented enough where you deal with that. You deal with the outside noise.
You're right, but his outside noise is he can't keep it in his pants and he's 400 pounds. That's different than he just doesn't pay anybody.
Now, some other issues with Malik as well, though. So.
Okay, also noted, you've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Okay. Boy, that was a hell of a good first segment between Malik Beasley and Kenny being denied at the Black Barbershop. Also of note, Evan factually being white and being bald. Kind of a weird client to accept at the barbershop.
It's his beard taken care of, so yeah, you're right. Everything else, though.
Is he the charity white guy?
No, there's others.
I was going to say, are you like filling a quota by taking Evan?
In order to get this federal dollar, you need to...
Right. Well, you need one bald white man to get a cut here. I want to bring this up as we move along, and I'm going to get to the Urban Meyer stuff at 3. I'm very upset with Urban Meyer. Not what he said, but more when. And we're going to talk through it, and I'll be ready to move on quickly from it, but I want to hear from you guys. We'll do it at 3 o'clock. This is a bad day for Jim Costa. This is a terrible day. See, Jim Costa is one of the Big Ten nerds who whines about the SEC, cries about it. And then much like a little chihuahua, he has like little dog syndrome. Oh, you haven't won the national title in 2 years. Dude, they won like the previous 20. Somebody else eventually had to win it. There is no comparison between the Big Ten and the SEC. None. As a conference. Now, when a monolith like OSU rolls through, and I said this, last year was the worst year for the SEC probably in the last decade. You just tip your cap. Hell, even with Michigan, cheating or not, they were a really good football team. Again, I've always compared that team from the time the cheating broke in 23, you were Barry Bonds. You were already a really good team. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer. You cheated, he took roids, and both of you should pay a price. It is what it is. The point I'm making is the SEC is still a different ballgame. Just turn on a Big Ten game and then turn on an SEC game and tell me what you see. And I don't care if you're 7 gummies deep. You're going to know that the SEC looks like an entirely different sport. Game in, game out. Why am I doing this? Not because we're the Feinbaum show, but because the SEC has now taken away Jim Costa's rattle. They've taken away his baba. And now Jim is probably flying home from Las Vegas crying because now the one thing you had to listen to the last several years, well, they don't play 9 conference games. Well, the SEC's going to 9 conference games and they're going to protect 3 rivalries each, but they're going to play 9 games. Now, look, outside of the ha-has that I'm going to have with Jim when he returns and we do cash the ticket together, this is more important than that. And what I mean is this. A week ago today, the ruling about Michigan's cheating came down, and the NCAA basically admitted they're Jerry Falwell. They're just holding the boom mic in the corner. And I said to you then, it's an indicator that the networks run this sport. There is no enforcement arm, and therefore it would clear the runway for the SEC and the Big Ten to do what they really want to do. I mean, it's almost like two coworkers, you know, and you know they're sleeping together, but they think you don't know. But there they are, overly flirtatious at the copy machine. It's like, guys, you can just tell everybody we know. That's the Big Ten and the SEC. They want to break away and start a Super League. It's going to happen. And if you look at, look, last Friday and why things went down the way they went down, there's nine letters. FOX, CBS, NBC. And I'll add four more letters to it when you invite the SEC to the party, ESPN. The Super League is going to happen. And they will break away from the NCAA. But step one is getting these leagues to play the same way, meaning nine conference games each. Then you factor in on, okay, all summer we've heard these crazy playoff serve and volleys, the SEC's perspective, the Big Ten's perspective. The nine conference games acts as a bridge, as an olive branch to a unified playoff proposal, one that will only benefit the Big Ten and the SEC. The Big 12, the ACC, they're dead and they don't know it. So I just would caution you this. From a football standpoint, is it good for fans? Yes. And if I'm going to be the guy that bleeps all over the sport of college football for doing everything wrong, I have to be honest with you and tell you when they do something right. The SEC playing nine conference games is a great thing for fans. Just sitting on the couch watching TV. It's great. But the meaning of this, and if you disagree, feel free to call up. Or David, Kenny, you want to argue with me. Kenny, I assume you have an opinion on this. It's just the idea. There's so, how about this? The nine games, it just means more. It means more because of what I think is about to happen. And the backroom deals that are happening. I think this is a bridge to a playoff, and the new playoff will be a bridge to the Super League. And at that point, you will be watching NFL Light on Saturday. And there will be less than 40 teams. There will be four divisions. Half the league will make the playoffs. They will have their own champion. It will have nothing to do with the NCAA. It will be collectively bargained. They will have their own bylaws. They will have their own commissioner. They will have their own revenue pie. And with it, the rest of the sport will die. So, on the positive, I love nine conference games because the SEC, it hits different. But you didn't win it all last year. Okay, well, modern college football, they've won everything. Maybe they took a break, okay? Maybe their balls were sore. They needed 15 minutes, all right? Kenny, what's your take on all this, on anything I just said? Agree, disagree, kind of, sort of?
No, I agree basically with everything you've said. The first and foremost thing is now I don't have to listen to people like Costa saying, oh, you don't play another extra conference game like we do. And good for you. Congratulations. But now I think the biggest takeaway from this is exactly what you said about the playoffs. This is, I think you called it an olive branch.
Yeah.
This is absolutely an olive branch so we can make an even Super League playoff thing that's going to happen, the Big Ten and the SEC. And you're right. I think everything else might just die. And that it sucks for college football. It sucks for the sport. But quality of games in the SEC in particular is going to go way up.
And think about what the Super League would look like. If you look at the Big Ten and the SEC, and all jokes about Purdue or Northwestern or, hell, Mississippi State, if you like, how many teams that don't belong to the Big Ten or the SEC are actually valuable? Actually, that you would need to add? Because understand, the SEC could add four teams. The Big Ten could add two. Find me six teams that are worth saving. And right off the rip, I tell you Clemson. I tell you Miami. And I'd probably tell you Florida State. Who else? Ain't nobody in the Big 12 that matters. Pac-12's dead. Happy Action Fun Time American Conference? Never mattered. So that's my point. This is so much closer to happening than people realize. But I think the nine conference games, that is a major olive branch. And they are going to do a playoff where, look, this is the bad for fans. And again, if you're sitting out there and you're a State fan or you're a Michigan fan, look, last year, if seven Big Ten teams got in, that dreadful Michigan team gets in. You're a State fan. You feel like you're never going to go better than 8-4 anymore. If seven teams get in, you too could get in and lose by 50. But that's the bad part, is they're not designing a playoff that, to me, is going to be rewarding and redeeming for the fan. It's just going to be a way for the networks to grind out more profit. The eight-team playoff was where it should have ended. Beginning, middle, and end. You have your conference champions. You have a couple of at-large. We play one round of home games. Final four of bowl games. National title. Full stop. But they went to 12, which is going to 16. But it's going to go a step further. I wouldn't be surprised to get this closer, as I said earlier in the week, close but not all of what the Big Ten pitched with that zany meth-infused proposal. But keep your eye on it. For this fall, no change. But the nine conference games moving forward in the SEC, I think it does mean a lot more. David, any ticket texts, or is that too boring for people?
Oh, you got it. Someone says, Big Ten, SEC are like the CEO and the CPO of the Coldplay concert. Sign the Kiss Cam. They're going to be together.
What? Yeah. Just, guys, tell your spouses.
Soon, the SEC will play 9 in conference and 3 against the Big Ten. The Big Ten will also play 9-3 against the SEC. That's what's going to happen. The Super League is coming, boys.
So here's my question. I'd love it. I don't even care if we get a phone call. I'd love to hear from you, but if you just want to take a text it, what that texter and what David just described, does that excite you? Is that what you want? Because that's what we feel like is going to happen. Feel free, rifle some texts in while we take care of some business. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, we'll get to a football today. 3 o'clock, Urban Meyer bumping his gums. And it's not what he said, it's when he said it. I'm going to explain. I'd like to think it'll be peaceful. Who knows? I can just tell you, I'm not going to be doing the topic the way Rieger did last night, which was incendiary, trolling, and combative. Not interested. It's 80 and sunny. I said my piece last Friday. But David, I'd ask the question, the SEC going to 9 games, the idea that eventually it'll just be 9 in conference or 3 out, it's going to be different, is that the SEC and the Big Ten are essentially going to be their own league. And yeah, could you have 3 crossover games? And could the SEC just become 2 9-team divisions or 2 10-team divisions and the Big Ten does the same, but they only play each other? Yeah, that's where it's headed. Because all this sport is now is money. There's nothing about geography, rivalry, competitive balance, nothing. The networks run it. And they're going to do to college football the same thing they did to college basketball. Wreck the regular season and get the most profitable deal they can. Which, again, I understand you have a business to run. But we always talk about this. If you make decisions for 80 cents, 90 cents on the dollar, but you leave a little bit there in the name of the customer or quality business, you're always going to be better off than if you take all 100 cents all the time. You will alienate your customer base. I have a hard time believing that more people are going to love college football in the next 10 years than the previous 10. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I just think they are destroying the bedrock in which the game was built on. David, what was the response as we headed to break there?
College football is just amateur football. That's how I will treat it. Big Ten and SEC can do what they want, and I will watch and call these 18-year-old men out when they drop a pass. Someone else says, I would want to see the Big Ten and SEC cut the bad teams and pick up the good teams from the others. That means no more Northwestern, Rutgers, or MSU.
I'm sorry, David, I can't let that one slide. I'll say it again to you. Only in this area do we receive things like that. It makes me hate you. Once again, you are not going to be cutting or demoting or exiling one of the top 20 most profitable programs in America, one of the top 20 highest attended programs in America, a school that's been to the playoff. Again, I know you hate State. I know you don't even want the school to be open. Even though in the next breath you'll tell me we're not a rival. But you just, can you be less dumb? You want to say Northwestern? I hear you. You want to say Purdue? Hell, I might even go along with it. Hell, Maryland never belonged here. Do whatever you like. But for God's sakes, I mean, David, you understand what I'm saying. Only in Metro Detroit do you get stuff like that. You know where MSU's reputation is lowest? Here. Rest of the country? Ain't no problems. Only here. Only here. Carry on. Apparently we're in the Glee Act now, Kenny. Want to come to a game?
Big Ten versus SEC only the entire year. Sign me up. I don't care about the cupcake games where 1 in 100 there is an upset. That's all I want is Big Ten versus SEC. You name the 6. Someone says the ones worth keeping. Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, TCU, and just because Mike thinks they are much better, NC State.
Hey, listen, Kevin. I like the helmets. They're very nice. Mr. Woofy, they're tremendous. But, you know, David, here's the other thing. It would require people to change the way they watch college football. In the NFL, you're conditioned to lose 5, 6, 7 games a year. College football, are you really ready to see that? Plus, here's the other thing. I don't think Big Ten teams would want any part of that smoke. I laugh when you know people like Cookies down-talk the SEC. Okay. Go look at South Carolina's schedule after October 1st. Tell me what you see. And then go look at Michigan's schedule or Ohio State's schedule. Go look at them. You can't dodge anybody in the SEC because everybody in the SEC is at least good. Even Vanderbilt's competitive now. All jokes aside, Clark Lee is doing a very nice job.
It used to be the days where Kentucky was easy. Vanderbilt was easy. You know, there's not so much anymore.
David, the middle class of the SEC would drop a bomb on the Big Ten. Forget about the high-level teams. That would mess people up to know, okay, I'm not going to go 10-2. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that would mess the minds up of a lot of people because you grow up knowing, okay, if I lose a game, it's probably over. Now, four games, it may not be over.
Yeah.
When you do that.
But it kills the regular season because, once again, what do your rivalries mean? What do conference title games mean? Here's a hint. They're going away. There will be no conference title
games. Well, and that's what Adam said. Adam says the Super League is bittersweet. I like the idea of crossover games, but I hate the idea of killing rivalries and expanding the playoffs.
Right. What would Michigan-Ohio State mean in a Super League? Ask yourself that.
It already means nothing. So
no, it still means something. I just don't think it means what it used to. Let's go to Greg, 97.1. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Good to be back on, Mike.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
So the way that I see this bump up to the 9-game slate, I had actually called in a few weeks ago. I'm very surprised but very encouraged, at least in the interim, that the SEC did decide to go this route. And I think the bigger stipulation that I don't think you and Rico necessarily touched on was with the committee starting to weigh a little bit more in terms of the strength of schedule and strength of win metrics, the thing that Sankey put forth with a lot of the SEC schools having to schedule a Power 4 opponent, I think that's a really good precedent in terms of the interim. And I know it's a bit of a precarious spot with, you know, a lot of rivalries that have gone by the wayside, but I think that stipulation, again, at least in the short term before we finally eventually do end up with a Super League, perhaps, I think it's good in the interim.
I mean, it is, but Greg, where do you land on a Super League? I mean, do you agree that this is step one towards it, and then they will broker their playoff deal, they'll stop arguing, but then it's going to be them breaking away from the NCAA. So are you for or against it?
As much as I am against it, again, it's pretty much an unstoppable, it's basically, you know, yeah, the locomotive's gone off the rails at this point, and especially with how the media has dictated the sport. The Big Ten deal's up at the end of the decade, and I think once that goes up, we obviously already have rumblings of, you know, ACC teams like Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina trying to, you know, leave the ACC. It sucks that I think we're going to come to it, but I just view it as right now, you know, at least probably for the next 5 years, we'll at least get somewhat of a decent product until we finally get that dreaded Super League. Again, I agree with you. I think it's a very – well, I think it was what Adam said. It's going to be bittersweet at the end of the day.
Oh, very much so. No, Greg, and again, I'm not mad if anybody likes it. I always laugh when guys like Costa get mad at me like I'm crazy for not going along with the program. No, I don't like it. I don't like anything to do with it. And if I didn't have this as a job, I wouldn't watch it anymore. That's not some like stupid flex. I'm just trying to be honest as a 44-year-old man who college football is my favorite sport. It no longer is. It's nothing. I can't support any of it. It's nonsense. The portal, the NIL, the lack of an enforcement arm, the conference realignment, the way the playoff it. What's the point of any of this? Seriously. And then you add in what's coming. No, I don't need a Super League. I have that on Sundays. There was always something niche about college football. There was something that made it different. Rivalries made it different. The high wire act of the regular season made it different. You know, playing in a conference where I'm not gonna say you could go to every game on your horse and buggy, but they were remotely drivable. Okay, you didn't cross three time zones in your conference. Things like that. Now it's to a point we're playing teams that make no sense, on nights that make no sense, on platforms that make no sense, all while it's the complete Wild West where players can come and go as they please, negotiate these shadowy deals, and ask for raises at any time they want, up until or after spring ball, where you just had a major program take a major step back because their quarterback wanted a fourth raise in 3 months, Nico Iamaliava, Tennessee. Why would I support that? Clearly some people will, but it's just not for me. We'll get more to phone calls. I'm happy if people want to talk about it. We'll get a football today in the mix as well, and we're going to give you what Urban Meyer had to say. He needs to put a sock in it, unless. And I'll tell you the unless at 3 o'clock. 248-539-9797. All right, David, let's get a little football in the mix. College football, believe it or not, tomorrow, from Dublin. Sure. Whatever. Go ahead, David.
You're exactly right. I want to focus on college football because, yes, week zero's tomorrow. And
Farmageddon.
We have a game.
Do we?
Very important game.
That's tomorrow. The sad part.
Yeah.
This is everything wrong. Iowa State, Kansas State. I don't have a problem that it's a conference game, but it's a great one. And the problem is, whose idea was it to put two teams that Americans don't even know who they are and put them in Dublin?
I guess they asked for it out there in Ireland.
Iowa State, Kansas State. Good God.
No idea. So I want to go through some bold possibilities for the college football season. See if you agree.
All right.
A team ranked outside the top five will win the national title. Here's what's interesting, because each of the past five national champions were ranked in the preseason top five. And why this may fit your narrative, Mike, is because you've been picking Clemson.
Yeah.
They are six.
Okay. Then I'll stick with it. I'll say yes to that. Again, it's the returning quarterback. They actually went to the portal. I think the wide receiver position is shored up. And they play in a garbage conference. I think Clemson, even if they trip up against LSU, they're getting in. And I think they're going to be damn dangerous.
And here are other schools that some people may be thinking of that are outside of the top five that may be able to do it. Maybe Oregon at number seven, LSU at number nine, Miami at number 10.
I can't get there with Mario Cristobal. And the Carson Beck thing, I got to see it to believe it. Look, Oregon, it's just going to come down to Dante Moore. You know, his time at UCLA, he played five or six games. He threw five or six pick sixes. He wasn't ready. He took the redshirt year last year, hopefully learned behind Dylan Gabriel. But I got to see it to believe it. Like, it's, you got to prove what you are. For Carson Beck, the last time he was really Carson Beck, he was throwing to Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. Last year, those guys weren't there, and neither was he. Show me.
Makes a huge difference when you miss those NFL stars, and you're not the NFL star. Next one here, a quarterback won't win the Heisman Trophy. Now, a quarterback has won the Heisman 12 out of the past 15 years, and the reason why they say maybe it won't happen this year is because of a guy named Jeremiah Smith.
My problem? I don't know if Julian Sain can play. Just like for Ryan Williams, I don't know if Ty Simpson can play. I think a lack of truly elite quarterback play, at least on paper, as we sit here on August 22nd, I'm going to say no to that.
Next one here.
It's great music, by the way.
I love this
Makes
one.
Me feel like the sport is back.
That's what it, that, you know, ABC College. Got to go back. Three preseason unranked teams will make the playoff. Of course, this is based off of last year with Indiana and Arizona State. Some unranked schools that they mentioned, maybe, possibility, Oklahoma, Baylor, Missouri, Nebraska.
Of those
sleepers.
Of those, it would be Oklahoma just based on John Mateer. I mean, that's a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback, dual threat. I mean, and again, it's show or go. They get the marquee game against U of M. They get him at home. Of those, I would look at Oklahoma, but I don't love those possibilities.
Next bold possibility. Four SEC schools will make coaching changes. Since the SEC firings tapered off in the past few years, which leads to maybe it happens more together this year.
The one that would jump out at me, Kentucky. I wonder about Stoops. And especially the offense is so putrid. But Kentucky would be interesting to me. I think Arkansas, it's going to be Sam Pittman's swan song. But coming up with the other two without taking, well, Hugh Freeze, that would be a third. Yeah, you know what? Let's go bold. I'll say yes, I agree. Upheaval in the SEC.
One more from the SEC here, and the guy has hype. The guy has a name. His family is big. But it says the hype is just going to be too big for Arch Manning this year.
I need you to define that a little bit better.
It says he won't live up to his surname is what they say.
Well, that's an impossible standard.
Not for this year, yes.
I think Arch could just be good. The team could go 10-2. They're going to make the playoffs, and I don't know who would complain. But if you're asking Arch Manning to simply roll out of bed, win the Heisman and the national championship, two things that his famous uncle never did, then you're right. He won't live up to it. But I'm going to disagree. I think he'll be fine. He's dynamic. You've seen enough where you go, okay, he can do some things. And Texas, he has an elite play caller. Maybe the best, possibly the best play caller. Steve Sarkisian is really, really good.
So we've been talking SEC, Big Ten. Here is a bold possibility. The Big Ten will qualify more playoff teams than the SEC this season.
I disagree. I don't think Oregon's a sure thing. I don't think Michigan is a sure thing. As long as Penn State has James Franklin, that's not a sure thing. And the Buckeyes, for as many people who want to keep them in the top five, you got to show me who this quarterback is. I'm going to disagree. I think it's an SEC revival this year. I do. I think the SEC's got the goods this year.
Another bold possibility.
What?
This one I hate. I'm a Big Ten guy. This one pains me.
What?
The national championship will be SEC versus SEC.
Yeah, if we're being bold, I'm going to walk with Kenny on this. I'll say yes. No, actually, no. I have to say no. It'll be SEC versus Clemson.
Clemson, there we go.
So I'm going to say no to that. It'll be SEC Clemson.
It says, of course, yeah, we know this. The SEC did dominate the 14 playoff era. We had a few of those SEC versus SEC. The Big Ten has ruled the last two seasons, although people only really care about the last season because Michigan cheated. So those are your bold possibilities.
Oh, you hate to see it.
For the college football season and your College Blitz 97.1.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.